First, thank you very much for coming for the session and the interest in this topic. So I shortened my title, it's easier. So it's talking about the access to health food stores and how it's modified the effect of intensive behavior and dietary interventions. The study is focused on the obese adults with metabolic syndromes. So the learning objectives is to try to understand how the geographic access to health food stores might limit the effectiveness of intensive behavioral interventions. And then we can discuss the implications to future public promotion. So this work has been published last month in American Journal of Preventive Medicine. Disclosure, have a low conflict of interest. And this study was funded by a National Heart and Lung Blood Institute. And the environmental data were funded by University of Massachusetts Medical School. So we have a large team and with a very complementary expertise, including cardiology and nutrition epidemiology, clinical nutrition, environmental science, and behavioral scientists. And I'm the one actually bring all those people together, and all my colleagues did the most work. So the background, so why we started this? The first is not, in literature, there's a large number of studies that reported that the proximity to food stores, especially to the supermarkets or fruit and vegetable stores, predicts the dietary intake as well as obesity or BMI or weight. And however, the studies has been very inconsistent in terms of the cross-sectional associations. And notably, for example, for the Women's Health Initiative study, which look at the over 100,000 participants across the country, they found a very modest or even weak associations predicting that even closer to supermarkets actually have a slightly lower BMI. But however, in a Framingham Heart study, they found the opposite. So then even closer to the food store, supermarkets actually predict a higher BMI. So the study results are very, very confounding. And another study by the University of Pennsylvania, they look at basically establish a new grocery store in a food desert area, which did not induce any changes in dietary behaviors. So that's the field is really, I think, is somehow confused. Does the community nutrition environment really matter? So because the results are so conflicting, almost like you flip a coin, either positive or negative. So we look at the study in a very different way. We say, well, neighborhood nutrition environment might be an effect modifier of intervention effects. We all know that something has a value when you need it. But if you don't need it, who cares? So we hypothesize that when people attempt to make behavioral interventions, then they will need a supportive environment. And not time, the neighborhood nutrition environment matters. So we devised a study to evaluate the influence of proximity to food stores and the effect of dietary interventions. And we utilized the data, very high quality data from the randomized trial study. And also we used data from the in-store inspections, the data. It's not just kind of a GIS-derived access to stores. We really have the in-store data. We really have intensive nutrition intake data based on 24-hour recalls. So again, the data were obtained from NIH finding the randomized trial study, which has been very carefully conducted. The participants were recruited from Worcester County, Massachusetts. It's a well-defined geographic area. And we know these communities very well. And we carefully collected socioeconomic and demographic data in those clinical trial participants. And we carefully measure the dietary intake data using 24-hour records. It's very different. 24-hour record data is actually the gold standard in the nutritional research area. It's not something like a food frequency questionnaire or very briefly blockers questionnaires, those kind of very crude measures. This really gets down to the detail, nutritional information. And we send a team of field workers, trained field workers, go to each of the grocery stores, actually observe what are available, what are not available in the stores, roughly in the same time period. So here is the description of the study areas. We have about 60 communities in the area, and this map shows that the different health food availability index. It's the red color is basically has a low, those communities has a low food stores. No, and the pink is basically food have some food stores, but with very low availability. The green color represents they have a abundant availability of the health food items. So you can see there is a huge disparity in even this small county. And the some of the numbers indicate number of stores, number of participants in the study. So we are participants actually geographically distributed across the whole county. So what are the two interventions? One is the well-established, very popular American Heart Association dietary guidelines, which are recommended for the obese adults with metabolic syndrome. And another one is actually created by University of Massachusetts behavioral scientist. This intervention allowed the participants exclusively focus on increased fiber intake. So the food stores we collected using our instrument called a Community Nutrition Environment Evaluation Data System, which is called CNEEDS. We developed a web-based system that actually allows the observers actually directly input the data and then do the scoring. And we define a health food store as a store has at least one item in each of the 20 health food categories. So the average score is 20. And then we use GIS to calculate the distance from participants' home to the nearest food stores. And the statistical analysis is relatively simple. We first tabulated the dietary outcomes by intervention status, then used the linear regression models to analyze the associations of each of the dietary outcomes in relation to distance to the nearest health food stores. And in the process, we adjust for individual and community level covariables. So here are the results. In the clinical trial studies, we have 240 participants. We excluded some of them because either there's a low accurate home address or not geocodable, or some of them have reported low dietary outcomes. In the end, we have 204 participants. All of them have doctor-diagnosed metabolic syndrome, and they are all obese, and they're referred by their physicians for the dietary behavioral changes. So they are highly motivated. So they have problem. Doctor asks them to do it. They want to do it. And this group of patients, average 50 years old, composed most of the middle-aged and older men and women, and over two-thirds of them are women, and almost 90% were non-Hispanic whites. So this is typical in the study area. This is also a very highly educated group, with 50% of them have at least college education. And 33 of them have annual household income greater than 75,000. It's a relatively affluent population we're talking about. So this is important. I will comment on why this is important. So in the study area, we have 106 food stores, and about 60% of them, less than 60% of them actually have a high FI score greater than 20. That means there's a sort of a minimum criteria for classified as a health food stores. And the median distance from home to the nearest food store was about 1.6 miles. It's not so far away from the food stores. But if you look at to the nearest food store with acceptable availability of health foods, it's about 1.9 miles. It's less than 2 miles. Well, will not be a limiting factor, just a short distance. So here's the video presentation of the association of the effect of distance on the dietary improvement for the fiber intake. We consider the selective association, and it's very strong, highly statistically significant. That means even closer to a food store with adequate health food supplies, actually people gain much more in the dietary improvement. So we also examined the different kinds of the dietary outcomes. For example, this is look at the peak, the maximum change a participant achieved. So the first column here is dietary fiber intake. You can see all those factors are different. I want to pull in your attention to the distance, the regression coefficients of distance to food stores. That means for every 1 mile even further away from the grocery store, good grocery store, actually you have gain less, 1 point less. But if you look at the overall intervention effect, that's only 10 points. So that means if you live 10 miles away from a health food store, you're probably not going to gain anything in average. So this is very important, strong factor here. So we also look at the vegetable and food intake and the whole grains and the dietary quality. I think it's most of the effects come from the vegetable and the fruit intake. So let's look at the average change over time. This is basically average change across the 3 months, 6 months, and 1 year. We still see very strong influence on here. And it's very interesting. You can see there is low difference between the two types of interventions in terms of food and vegetable intake, and age, income, social support, all not significant. But the distance to stores remains significant. So to summarize, the shorter distance from home to the nearest health food stores does influence the effectiveness of the dietary interventions, and especially for the dietary fiber intake and the total food and vegetable intakes. So geographical physical access to the health foods is actually an independent predictor of a person's likelihood of being responsive to a dietary intervention. This is very important. I think this is, to my knowledge, this is the first study looking at the environmental effect modification on intensive dietary or behavioral interventions among the highly motivated individuals. They want to make it, they can make it, because there's nearly low economic barriers for this group to achieve them. So the future work, and we are continuing to analyze our data, and the next step for us is look at whether the neighborhood and the restaurant environment has anything to do with the effectiveness or not. And also we are looking at the effect of neighborhood environment on the dietary changes among depressed obese women, because we hypothesize that if a person is depressed, they're more likely to perceive difficulties in terms of dietary changes. We can say whether effect modification will be actually greater among them. So finally, thank you very much, and I welcome your comments.